Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Joe Lundgren, who is recently appointed Vice President of Marketing at Deltel. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, fantastic. Well, I thought it'd be good to get you on our show today because, you've recently taken this position. You've taken this position, I guess, because you've earned it, but also because Matt Connie has been promoted, actually, and he's now the President of Unilin North America, right?
That is correct. Yeah, Matt moved effective September 1st. Matt moved over to the Unilin organization, so that opened up an opportunity for myself where I was promoted into the role.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. I've got to tell you, for those people who don't know Deltel that well, I mean, when it comes to the ceramic and stone market in this country, you are a major leader. I mean, it's a giant above most of the rest. I think you have 7 plants in the U.S. and 1 in Mexico. Last time we reported in our May annual report, you were a $1.1 billion company. You had 63% of the share of the U.S. production and about 30% of the market. So that's impressive. Company. Did I miss any stats in any of that?
No, I think off your last report, we've increased the business more even on the stone side of the business. We had, as many companies did the past few years, some continued growth.
Yeah. And you have 250 sales locations, I think, on the Deltel side, is that
right? Yeah, about 250 company-owned stores. And then in addition to that, we have approximately 30 what we call stone centers, which are specifically where we distribute slab from, granite, marble, limestone, et cetera, countertops. And then also, in addition to that, we have what we call design centers, which are strictly just galleries to be able to show the product, 10 across the country, all the way from Anaheim, California, through Manhattan, New York.
So those, while your 250 sales locations, those are for the professionals only, these design centers, actually, can the consumer come in there and look?
Most definitely, and that's really what we target that for, Kemp. And the reason is we want to provide a nice location where not only the consumer can go in and make selections, but also designers and architects, and that's why we target these 10 design centers, as I called them, in certain metropolitan areas where they're very heavily focused on specification.
And if the consumer finds something that they like, they want to buy, can they buy it there?
Actually, no. What we do is we recommend that consumer to go to one of our dealers in the area.
Okay.
And the dealer will then work with them and then actually purchase the product from our store. So it works really well. We actually have some dealers, when they say they can't find product within their own store, they'll send consumers over to our gallery to walk them through the process to find something. If they can see it displayed differently, maybe it'll work for them.
So you just about have every channel in the market covered, because you also have, I mean, if there's distributors, you have the American Olean brand, so, and there's over 200 distributors that carry that too, right?
Yeah, actually we have about 56 distributors total.
Okay.
But between them, there's about 175 locations right in that range.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that is our American Olean brand, which is the sister brand to Deltel.
Right. Okay. Well, I got to admit, this is an interesting time for you to take over this role of being the strategic leader, the marketing head, because, if you look back at Deltel's past, it's been initially it was in a growth mode because you were adding all these locations, and then it was in a growth mode because, or maybe at the same time in a growth mode because you were expanding your product coverage. First you were in the ceramic, and then you added porcelain, and then you got in the stone business, and then now all of a sudden demand is off a little bit with what's going on with the housing market. So very interesting time for you to step in. I guess I got to ask you, where do you go from here?
Well, you're right. It is an interesting time. I like to talk to it and be more positive and say it's an opportunity, because it definitely is a challenging time for the company. You are exactly right, Kemp, on what we've done over the past, 10 years, where we've been experiencing, as many of our competitors out in the industry, continued growth year over year, and been really enjoying the housing boom, as many of us sat back and watched that. But through that same period, we've been able to diversify. And when I say diversify, you mentioned it a little bit, in terms of products, where we've gone into ceramic and porcelain and stone, and as I mentioned, our stone centers, the granite.
Mm-hmm.
We've also recently launched an exterior program where we're focusing on exteriors. So we've really diversified the business out there to allow us to continue to grow. And even at that same time, while the residential business was very strong, and like I said, we were all enjoying that housing growth, we did not let up on our commercial work. We have 75 architectural reps across the United States, which do, without patting ourselves too much on the back, the best of anybody in the industry out there, led by John Turner Sr. He has done a phenomenal job setting up an organization that has been able to drive specifications across the country that, you know, when you're working on an architectural program, you may not see that specification come to a tile sale for a year to 2 years after the work is done. So we laid a lot of groundwork where we're able to capitalize on that now. And so we have not been impacted as much as what I'd say the people who haven't focused on that commercial.
Well, let me ask you, when you talk about the commercial side of the business, what percentage of your total business is commercial? Do you have a feel?
Right now it's about 40%.
Okay,
40%. So we have a pretty healthy split between the two.
Right.
Obviously, you know, us being a powerhouse on the residential side, we're impacted. But like I said, our ability to really diversify the business, we haven't been impacted as greatly as maybe some of our competitors have been.
And also, even on the commercial side, just to talk about that for a second, I mean, you're starting to see a little bit of, I guess, increased penetration of the use of tile and stone. You know, when you start looking at retail and looking at lobbies, a lot of people want to have that outside-in type of look. So you're seeing, I guess, an uptick of the use of tile and stone in commercial buildings, aren't you?
Most definitely. Not only on the floor use, but even the facades, on interior walls. We see a lot of things happening where floor tiles are really running up the walls. You know, we're the leader in the wall category. But we've seen actually the wall tile specifically not get the same growth that you've seen in the floor. And when you go out and look in the commercial applications, it's like you were talking about, Kemp, that you're seeing a lot of product used differently than they have in the past, which has really helped the entire industry as we start to see that per capita use of ceramic tile start to grow, because we still are one of the weakest users of ceramic tile in the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Per capita usage is, I guess, we're one of the, I mean, thanks to the strength of carpet, I mean, you see less tile than almost every country that's out there, don't you?
You're exactly right. Yeah, and whereas, you know, carpet in the United States may be 60-65% of the market, that's really non-existent in other markets.
Right. Yeah. When you go into, as many know, go into Europe and into South and Central America, tile is predominantly what you see.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you look at what's going on with the dollar, I mean, all of a sudden now, I guess, Joe, there's a bigger export market out there for you, isn't there?
Yes, you can look at it that way, you know, that now that the dollar is starting to turn a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there's still, Kemp, a lot of uncertainty in that area.
Right.
You know, and I think if we all had that crystal ball, we'd run to the stock market, so to speak, right now.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, we still have some strong international ties where we do some exports. But in addition, you know, with that euro coming down, that allows a lot of the European companies to come in more favorable to the United States also.
Mm-hmm. So before we run out of time, we start looking at products. Let me ask you just one more question. Is the latest trend in this market on the commercial side, is it still that stone look, or you know, what are some of the trends? Are there any trends out there that you can talk about?
Sure, and that's actually a great question, because it's interesting. You know, a lot of us participated recently in CHERSAI, which is the international
right.
tile show in Italy. That was at the end of September, beginning of October. And I'll tell you, it was interesting to go to that show 3 to 4 years ago, and you would see an immense amount of rustic products targeted specifically at the United States, stone/rustic products.
Right.
And they were few and far between this year, primarily replaced really with the more modern, contemporary-type products, where 3 years ago we were seeing a little bit of that at CHERSAI and thinking, wow, that would be a big shift for our market to take. But it's really taken that. Now, I think if you look at the overall market, if I was to break down stone versus contemporary products, overall the stone is still selling more. But when you look at the market, the contemporary is gaining ground very rapidly. So it's a nice, clean, crisp look that's coming into the United States, and we see a lot of that not only in the commercial applications, but also in what we'll refer to as the vertical housing.
The
large metropolitan areas are putting in condominiums and these type projects that are using more modern contemporary looks than anything that we've seen in the past.
So it's, correct me if I'm wrong, but I guess what we were calling the urban look is becoming more mainstream, isn't it?
Yes, you could call that. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
All right, great. Well, Joe, I appreciate you being with us. This is exactly what I wanted to do with you, is just give the our listeners a little bit of an update on what's going on with Dale Tile, and also congratulate you on your new assignment. So we've been talking to Joe Lundgren, the new Vice President of Marketing at Dale Tile, and I'm Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.